Star Wars 7x7 episode 2944. I'm continuing my last run of interviews from Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, this time featuring Tom Spina of Tom Spina Designs and Regal Robot. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So as I've been doing over some of these episodes, as we count down to 3,000 episodes, run up to 3,000 episodes, whatever, I've been sharing reviews that people have kindly left on Apple Podcasts, and in particular, during this run of interviews and episodes, I'm sharing ones that have been shared recently on Apple Podcasts. This one comes from Sir Webb, which is why I wore the Akbar and top hat for today's episode, and it's titled Daily Notes : Star Wars News. Alan does a great job keeping us, the listener, informed about all things Star Wars in 10 minutes daily, a great daily listen. Thank you so much for that, Sir Webb. I really appreciate that. I know I kind of pushed that 10-minute boundary a little bit, but I think these episodes with the interviews obviously been a little shorter because it's just a one-question interview. Well, three questions technically, really. But yeah, I'm doing my best to keep it in that nice, beautiful window, which certainly makes it easier for me to deliver it to you as well. I'm so glad that you enjoy it, Sir Webb, and thank you so much for taking the time to leave that review. And if you listening have not yet left a review, or you watching on YouTube and not yet left a review, I hope you'll consider doing so at Apple Podcasts, even if you're not listening to it on Apple Podcasts, because leaving a review there will still have an effect. It will still help get the show in front of more and more people and give people that daily dose of Star Wars joy, hopefully. So thank you, Sir Webb, once again, and thank you to everybody listening who has been leaving reviews, who has left them all across these 8 years, and who are considering leaving reviews as well. So I was lucky enough to have Tom Spina on the podcast, interview him at Celebration Chicago in 2019. And so I was definitely seeking him out, hoping to be able to interview him again for Celebration Anaheim in 22. Managed to catch him at the Regal Robot / Tom Spina Designs presence there on the exhibit floor. So Tom, if you're not familiar with him, he's a sculptor. He's a company founder of both Tom Spina Designs and Regal Robot, as I mentioned. Regal Robot's thing is themed furniture, art, and decor to bring the stuff you love into your home and life. They make amazing Star Wars stuff, and Tom is particularly passionate, among other things, of recreating the cantina scene from A New Hope, including all of the aliens there. And his bio on Tom Spina Designs talks about him as being a sculptor, company founder, and the creative vision behind all their projects, and says that his lifelong passion for movie props and mask making led to his pioneering work in the field of movie prop restoration. And this interview was actually conducted near a giant mounted Tauntaun head. Yeah, astounding. And just being up close to that thing was just remarkable. I mean, really kind of like being on a set and seeing this actual thing, and it being a hot thing, like that was particularly cool for me. So without further ado, or maybe just a little bit more ado, I'll say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, without the further ado, here is Tom Spina's answer to the Star Wars Celebration Anaheim One Question interview, talking about life lessons and bits of wisdom that he's carried with him from Star Wars. Hi, what's your name and your Star Wars claim to fame?
Hey, my name is Tom Spina. I'm the owner of Regal Robot. We've got the license to do really awesome prop replicas, statues, characters, and home decor. And my real Star Wars claim to fame is actually making creatures and props and things like that, sometimes for the shows, sometimes for commercials, and restoring the original props that were used in the classic trilogy for places like the Lucasfilm Archives, which is the ultimate dream job for a kid like me.
And the work you do is just spectacular, absolutely incredible.
Thank you very much. That means a lot to me.
So what is the most important life lesson or a bit of wisdom that you've gleaned from Star Wars?
Always shoot first. I think it's that it's what's on the inside that counts. In Star Wars, for me, it's always about the creatures and the monsters. And, you know, I say monsters lovingly. It's funny, a lot of people kind of, when we're doing product, they're always kind of cautious about using that word, but I talk to all the guys that make this stuff, and all of us are just fans of all of these old movies and all this stuff that to us was magic as kids. And, you know, so when we say, you know, there's these great rubber monsters in a movie, We mean there's these wonderful characters that we connect with and that we want to be friends with. And so that's the cool thing about Star Wars, is no matter what you look like on the outside, you could have a heart of gold. You could be the one who saves the day. And maybe that's something that we should bring into our lives here.
I love that answer. That's so fantastic. Thank you so much. And where can people follow you on your continuing Star Wars journey?
They can reach us on at Regal Robot and at Tom Spina Designs. And yeah, if you do, make sure to give us a shout out. Tell us if you like what we're doing. And hope to see folks online.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.